Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, also the official Captain's America Third Watch over on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. One of the fastest growing websites in the country. More and more people every day find out about that. They go over there and listen to our stream that's over there playing right now. Okay, joining us from California, we've got the one and only, the incomparable professor of politics, Kyle Warm.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yeah, now, it's kind of a balmy night tonight, so they probably are going to go all night long or a little bit longer out on the porch. Right now it is 68 degrees and clear skies, and it's really a nice night.
Oh, very nice. Well, we're at 57 degrees here in Southern California tonight.
Well, come on down.
Right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
All right, here we go.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget, we emphasize those two great words in there, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope that you get a little of it, too. Well, Kyle, a lot of news transpired yesterday. A lot of it was about the economy. I think we're going to go there first and get it out of the way, because I'll talk about it at length with Chris Markowski in a couple hours when he comes on. But the first quarter gross domestic product numbers were released, and they were horrible. The government had projected 6.9%. It wound up being 1.4%, and we're damn lucky it got to be that. Now, what that means is we've had one quarter of below what the growth was projected to be by a dramatic amount, by 5%, which means if we have a second quarter, according to the definition, we would officially be in a recession.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And the feeling out there right now is that we're racing towards a recession. That would be very bad for the country, but you'll see, I think the Biden administration and the those carrying the water for the administration on this would try to, again, blame COVID, blame the shutdown, blame anything else other than the
Vladimir Putin for the high price of fuel?
That's right. Here comes Vladimir Putin. It's anything and everything. Whereas we should not be going into recession, even with, you know, coming out of COVID, because we are in fact coming out of COVID. So there's going to be the blame game, but who's going to suffer? The American people are going to suffer because of this.
Well, the fact of the matter is that they, unfortunately, have got some people that just can't seem to get out of their own way. We got the game you can't shoot straight. I guess I'll call them that just for the fact that I can. But America's economy is in a tailspin and has been for a while. And plummeting into recession levels is a no-brainer. You can see it happening, and I don't see anything to stop it, because one of the things that Joe Biden could do to stop it is to drill, baby, drill, and fire up our oil fields again and start just drowning the oil market with our oil, which is a better quality than Russia's oil anyway, and just put Russia right the hell out of business.
Well, certainly addressing the really what is a large part of the root cause here would be doing just that. But, you know, Captain, consumer spending, and of course we know that accounts for about two-thirds of the economy, you know, that seemed to still be doing fairly well overall. But that being said, with the high prices, the continued inflation, the continued uncertainty, I think consumers will start pulling back. This is, you know, going to be a slippery slope, as it were. It'll just start rolling downhill. And if we don't address the root cause of inflation, we're going to continue down this hill.
And because we're a national show, I can talk about all sorts of things locally that affect local economies in different parts of the country, including my own. But one of the biggest things that is national that we could do, that we must do, is to fire up our energy production again, get back into the north part with the Keystone XL pipeline and all those wells that were up there. Now, I was told the other day that a lot of those workers have left because their jobs went away, so they left and went back into the workforce doing perhaps some other things in some other areas of the world, including oil, I might add.
Well, and that's a real shame, because a lot of this work is very highly technical. You need a lot of experience. You need to be very good at it. They get paid well for a good reason. And it's harder to put the band back together, Captain, as it were, once it's all been disbanded.
Well, the bottom line here is the American people are suffering under the heavy hand of the far-left progressive career politicians who recklessly wasted our taxpayer dollars while stifling American production that would have improved the lives of the American people. And we're talking about our oil industry. We got to get it back, and that's what part of what this election is all about coming up. We are going to get our country back and take it back from those that stole it from us. Kyle, you hold on. And, folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will, Kyle Warren. Thank you very much. And before we get back to Kyle, we need to let everybody know this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. And, you know, I told you I thought Mike Lindell may have lost his mind because of all these specials he keeps cooking up. But he is overstocked, and he's trying to make sure that he gives his overstockedness savings to you. And that's what he's doing, because right now I've got several items. Buy one, get one free. And I'm going to tell you what they are. Number one, the MyPillow bed sheets. The bed sheets. Those are very high quality. I've got a couple of sets. But if you buy a set right now, you'll get another set free. You've got 11 different colors to choose from. Also, the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Those are the fancy ones, the big ones. Not the little smaller ones. But these are the Giza Elegance MyPillows. Buy one, get one. And the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows. Those are the ones that are like you take with you on the airplane and on the bus and on the train and whatnot. They're a little bit smaller. You can also use them as pillows on the couch and whatnot. Many of them are already decorated up with American flag pillowcases and old home country pictures and God Bless America and that sort of stuff. But you buy one, get one there with those. And then here's the big one. The MyPillow six-piece towel sets, 11 different colors. Buy one, get one. Now, these are $39 a set on a $100 set of towels. So you buy one and you get one. For two sets, you're paying $39. Unbelievable. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at it. You'll find it on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, that's CAPTAIN, and if you want to call them up on a phone number and order that way, you can do it by calling them at 800-641-5459, 641-5459. Save yourself a bunch of money this week, I'm telling you, with the buy one, get one sale, promo code Captain. And back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How do you like those specials?
Those are great specials. Yeah, I don't know. There's something's going on at MyPillow.
Well, I know what it is. I was told yesterday by Don that they've got way too much stuff, and they got a couple of more tractor trailer loads of stuff that came in that they'd already ordered because they've been making room to get this stuff in their warehouse and store it. Well, now they got to get the stuff back out again because they got it back in the aisles instead of having it where they needed to have it on the racks. You understand that way, the way that works.
Of course, that's right. So act now. Promo code Captain.
Now, before I get to my next news story, and it's going to be about Ron DeSantis in Florida and the Laura Ingraham show last night, I've got some sad news to report. One of our volunteers that went over to the Ukraine to fight side by side with the Ukrainians, a former U.S. Marine, has been killed in the fighting. He leaves behind a wife and a 7-month-old son. There's a picture of him standing here in his garb, probably from Afghanistan, although it could be what he was wearing over there for the Ukraine Army, not sure. And then there's a wedding picture there of him and his wife. But he was a hero. I mean, to do what he did, he was a hero, and he just lost his life over there.
That's exactly right, Captain. It's very, very sad. A military veteran, Willie Joseph Cancel, he was 22 years old, and he went over there. His wife, his widow now, says he went there to help people, that he'd always felt that that was his mission in life. And, Captain, he leaves behind not only his wife, but also a 7-month-old son. Very, very sad.
Yep. And Semper Fi, Marine. He'll be missed. He'll be missed. Okay, now, did you see the Laura Ingraham show last night?
No, I did not have an opportunity to.
She was on Fox, and she had Governor DeSantis, and she had several other people that were there talking about how good Florida had managed to turn things around and didn't have all the problems of the other big blue states and all that stuff. And she was just throwing the barbs at the blue states and the governors and Nancy Pelosi and Governor President Biden and all that. It was a pretty thing to see. And all she was using were the facts. Because nobody believed that Ron DeSantis in Florida was going to be able to do what they did. And we came out of the pandemic, which, by the way, now, depending on which Fauci you want to believe, we may be out of it. We may not be out of it. You heard the back and forth yesterday, right?
Right.
Yep. So I'm going to go with the main part of it's gone. But here's the thing. We, with our governor, our leader, we believed in him. The people here love him, and this state is as red can be. Yeah, there's a few Democrats around. Yeah, they're a little boisterous. But for anybody that thinks that this is any fashion, form, or way, a blue state of any type, they're out of their mind. It's not. This is solid, solid, solid red, Ron DeSantis, conservative country.
Well, and it certainly is a real study in the different approaches that were used during the pandemic, both medically and economically. And it seems that on all counts, Florida seems to be head and shoulders above any blue state that thought it was on the right track with lockdowns and all that stuff.
And to listen to our governor talk passionately about the state, about the people. And, of course, you knew that Laura would say something about Disney because of that being the latest brouhaha, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, the governor said, and I quote, "Floridians are not on the hook for the Disney debt, which could be $1 billion in taxes and whatnot that they would owe. That's all up to Disney."
That's right, because initially when this whole story broke about the Florida legislature beginning to take measures to get rid of the Reedy Creek development district, basically, that was one of the things. Well, Floridians would get tax increases. All that would be transferred to
them. That was a
lie. The governor's
all that was a lie.
Yeah, and the governor's office being very, 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 very adamant that that is not, in fact, the case.
And where did that come from? Wasn't it the mainstream media?
Pretty much, that's right. Yeah, this was the, yeah. one of the analysis yeah. of what was happening at that
time. Once again, will say what I said last night when I got up on my soapbox and stayed there all night, and I'm going to be there pretty much tonight doing the same sorts of stuff. You cannot believe the mainstream media on anything they tell you. Nothing.
Well, right. In fact, the story was sort of spun like this, Captain. What are Republicans in Florida trying to do to get huge tax increases on the people? So, of course, it's counterintuitive, right? Mm-hmm. Well, why would you do that? So, of course, DeSantis is trying to set the record straight that is not what he's trying to do.
Now, as a former tax assessor that knows what happens when people don't pay their taxes, they have what's called a tax sale. And they can sell the property out from underneath you for the taxes that are owed. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's say Disney owes $1 billion and they let it go for a couple of years. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, there could be huge consequences for that.
And the state of Florida could literally sell Disney right out from underneath Disney.
Well, that would
for the
be
taxes,
a, yeah.
for the taxes owed.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that would be a major problem.
So they need to be very careful with this game that they're playing because they tend to lose a lot more than they get to gain anywhere. And then I heard tonight there were mm-hmm. There was the Disney's head said, well, you know, we'll move up to Georgia, we'll move to Tennessee, we'll move to South Carolina, we'll move to Texas or whatever. And the governor said, you're not going to do that because it's going to cost you more to move than it is to just pay the tax bill.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And also, of course, Captain, what's happening here is Disney, at least from what we observe, it just seems like this is no longer about doing business. It's no longer about attracting customers. It's no longer about doing the things that Disney has done so well for so long. It's political. And now that's where it really starts to get rocky.
And it's not that they don't have the money. Because they started out this year with a record year, and it's been continuing with the cruise lines and all the different things that they got going on. They're having record money coming in. So it's not like as if they can't afford this. They can.
Well, right. And, you know, one also wonders, Captain, I mean, what could Disney do at this point to try to mend fences, you know, as they waded into this. And I think they didn't want to wade into it, quite frankly, with the whole controversy about what has been termed the Don't Say Gay bill, but they kind of goaded into it.
Let's back up again because here comes the music. Number one, they underestimated the governor. And number two, they underestimated the people in the state of Florida. We are much better than they are, and they had no clue. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you heard me say that. The people of Florida, the citizens of Florida, are much better than the people that run Disney. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to tell you about something else you found. Me, I'm about to talk about Relief Factor, and I'll tell you why. Because it works. It works for me. I've been taking it more than 7 years, every day of the week, without exception. I start out my morning with it, actually early afternoons usually, because I don't get up until around noontime, roughly. But I start right off with a packet of the Relief Factor, and it works. That's why I'm telling you about it. Now, my problem is long-term. I'm going to have it. I can't get rid of it. Unfortunately, I have a lot of discomfort with my left foot and ankle and leg that swells and gets inflamed, and it hurts. It just plain hurts. And it'll aggravate myself to the point to where the pain in the ankle will go up to the knee, will go up to the hip, will go up to the back, will go up to the shoulder, and it's like then I'm really in trouble if it gets that far. But if it starts to do that, then I take a second pack of the Relief Factor, and that will cut it down. And if I have to have a third sometimes, which I do because I'm on my feet, like at a gun show or at an event for a long period of time, I'll take the third pack, and that just stops it altogether. Now, it does it because of the natural ingredients in it that are drug-free called turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support the natural response to inflammation. It lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. And that's what it's all about, getting rid of the pain, getting rid of the swelling. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that are in it, which are good for you. It's like taking a vitamin booster, and it helps you out. supports a healthy response to the inflammation, and decreases discomfort, and, of course, comes in convenient individual packets, 4 capsules each, supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That gets it all going, $19.95. Now, you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you do that, you'll also notice the vitamin B, the vitamin B12, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, D3, vitamin E that they've got there. And I take some of all of that because, again, it's good for you. And my doctor told me to take more than just a regular dosage of vitamin D3, which is 25 milligrams, I believe. And I take, what is it, the international units, I take 2,000, not 1,000, on a 25-milligram capsule, which is twice the normal amount. And I take two of those, one in the morning and one at night. And it doesn't hurt you to do that. It doesn't hurt you, and it works for me. Plus, it keeps your immunity up, which is very important because I'm a blood donor. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and while you're there, take a look at some of the other stuff that's there, and you'll be glad you did. Because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Well, Mr. Kyle, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 56% of likely U.S. voters think, compared to most recent presidents, Joe Biden is the weakest commander-in-chief for the military.
You know, it's, and are you surprised by this?
No.
Whatsoever. I think Jimmy Carter kind of ranks above this,
he does,
at this point. And you know, unfortunately, Captain, you know, President Biden hasn't given people any real good reason to think that he would be decisive and a leader, any of those kinds of things. It just seems like he's really just walking through this whole thing, going wherever, I hate to say, wherever the Easter Bunny tells him to go.
Yeah, and only 24% of the people in this poll now believe that Biden is a stronger commander-in-chief than most recent presidents.
Well, that's odd, you know. I don't know why people are getting that impression. And it's really, and I think it's important to point out, Captain, this goes beyond did you vote for Biden or you didn't vote for Biden. I think that's irrelevant in terms of watching how Joe Biden acts, what he says, how he projects himself, and so forth. So that's not a Republican or Democrat thing. That's just, you know, it's observation.
Now, have you been to the grocery store lately?
Yes.
Are you getting more bang for your buck?
No, as a matter of fact, much less. You'll find that products that that you normally buy are obviously now more expensive. When you go to fill up your, I'm one of those, I have, you know, a couple of these, reusable bags, you know, and I take them in there if I'm just picking up a few things. And, I noticed that it costs a lot more money to fill up just one bag than it ever did.
Well, 87% of American adults say they're paying more for groceries now than they were a year ago, an increase from 83% last October. And in addition, only 9% now say that they are not paying more for groceries.
Well, I wonder about that 9%, if they're, you know, if they even know how much it is. But
probably not.
Yeah, but you got to figure their bank account is probably trying to tell them that there's less money in there than there ever would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really something. And here's the thing, you know, people think, well, I'll stop going out to eat so much, I'll go to the grocery store, until they go to the grocery store and they find out how much stuff is.
Now, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz yesterday said something. He represents District 1 up in the Panhandle, which is a pretty good-sized district, I might add. And he said something yesterday about Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, who criticized President Trump and Matt Gaetz on sniveling phone calls with Liz Cheney.
Yeah, didn't he say something to the effect of it was the behavior of weak men or something, not leaders, basically something like that. This is really interesting. I mean, it's definitely a point of contention. How much it really divides, I think we'll see. There'll still be a lot of rehashing of January 6th, obviously. And this is going to be one of the tactics, by the way, Captain, of the Democrats and the far left. They will want to make January 6th front and center. They don't want inflation. They don't want the war in Ukraine. They don't want the fact that Joe Biden can't handle Vladimir Putin or China, for that matter. They want it to be about January 6th.
Well, since 2020, the left has been pressing its corrupt elections agenda forward, with liberals in college still desperately trying to federalize our elections, which means stripping the administration of our elections from state legislatures, as the founding fathers had intended, and handing it over to the federal government, specifically handing control of our elections over to the politically driven U.S. Department of Justice. Now, this is a long history of what has been a series of bad ideas, and this one is one of the worst.
Well, you know, Captain, it's the idea of sowing seeds. We've heard the idea now of the sowing of the seed, that somehow our democracy is under attack. It has to be defended. The Republicans try to attack our democracy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the part of the basis for trying to move the election process for anybody to the federal level, basically, or super federal oversight, so that they can direct it the way that they want it to. The one thing that really scares them is the fact that elections in this country are decentralized, and they can't control it if it's like that. So they make up this thing that's all under attack. Here's how we fix it. It's the old adage of create the crisis, provide the solution.
Now, the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, is creating a disinformation governance board, which is appointed a leader who peddled disinformation about the Hunter Biden laptop and the Trump dossier. That's her forte, her claim to fame. And they were also criticized over the creation of a new department whose mission is to combat the spread of disinformation. Now, the details are a little sketchy yet, but the woman involved that's in charge of this is no angel.
Well, you know, Captain, this sounds, you know, we've talked a little bit about 1984, the book this week, the famous work by George Orwell.
Yep.
This sounds surprisingly like the Ministry of Truth. You know, hey, finally, we're going to have somebody who's going to be a czar of all of information or something. Americans aren't for that, I think.
Well, I don't know any that are in my circle, and I'm sure you don't either, because they're telling you what to think and how to think it.
Well, sure, and it's somehow now it's information's going to have the stamp of approval from the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, you know, this is pretty far-fetched. You know, we live in a free society. You know what comes with that? Responsibility. You have to be able to be discerning.
Tell you what else it comes with it, this commercial and this break. And we're coming back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we got a few things to start the night out with. I'm sure it's going to change as we move along because there's some weather that's moving along and developing as we speak. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Girls all like it when you roll like that. Get some chicken, that sugar, get some.
Kyle. Who's that group?
That's a good question. I like what I'm hearing, but I don't know the name of the group.
All right. What was the name of the song?
What was it?
Gonna Get Me Some.
Gonna Get. Okay, very cool.
All right, but he's got a big, great, big, jacked up 4x4 of, I think it's a Jimmy. Yeah, it is. It's a GMC Jimmy. And they're singing about the truck and driving around, and basically they come up on a bunch of girls, and this is how they pick up the girls with a big jacked up truck.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
Yep. So there you go. So, and that's the Soul Circus Cowboys. You heard them last night for the first time.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they were on last night. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I found another song that I kind of like, so I had to put it in there. You know, just had to be there.
Yeah, but what I like about it, though, too, is it's real different, and it's got a great beat you can go along with, and it gets you going right away.
That's as cool. We used to say in the American Bandstand days, it's got a great beat, and you can dance to it.
That's right. Give it at least a 75, but this one I think we give higher than that.
Right. All right, now let's take a look at the weather real quick. I'm just going to read a little something here. First of all, there's some couple of storm systems coming in the West Coast right now. We do have a little bit of mountain snow over in Idaho and 4th of July in Montana. And we've got a lot of dry conditions now in the desert southwest as well as over in the mountain central states, which we could wind up with something coming out of there. But we've got some really cold weather over in the mid-south right now tonight, and some snow up in the northern part of Maine. It's been there since yesterday. It's still there. It's still snowing. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are seeing the winter weather advisories, mostly, of course, through the northern Rockies, and this is mostly up through Montana as well, we're seeing tonight. We definitely have winter weather advisories up around, it's near Missoula. That's a winter weather advisory, but near Helena, we've got a winter storm warning, and this is going to go on up towards Great Falls and all the way over as far as Hobson and down through White Sulphur Springs as well. Also, this is going to dip down, looks like, into parts of West Yellowstone and also parts of Idaho as well, near Salmon and so on in that area. Not quite as far as Rexburg, though, so you want to be aware of that. So this snow can come in. It's going to be heavy snow in many cases, many areas there, through Helena, Bozeman, down through Cody and Jackson. This is where it's forecast. Over to Stanley in Idaho. So we're going to have, of course, more snow, of course, in the higher elevations. That's mostly where it seems it's going to be accumulating. We've also got some active weather right now. That's also in Montana. This is going to be south of Missoula. You've got sleet coming down I-90 as you head towards I-15. You've also got rain right now over in the Great Falls area. And then also in eastern Montana, as you go along I-94, you've got rain coming across the road in areas such as Forsyth, down over through Miles City, up through Terry, and as you head towards the border with North Dakota. Also tonight, in the middle of Wyoming, south of Cody, west of Thermopolis, you've got some snow going on there as well tonight. Salt Lake City, looks like we have a little bit of rain and a little bit of sleet in that area. Also up a little bit east of Ogden, but also as you come out I-80, Captain, as you go into Wyoming, Evanston, as you're heading towards Rock Springs, you've got a mixture of rain and sleet and snow in that area as well tonight. Portland and Seattle, still rain in the forecast for at least the next couple of days.
Well, North Dakota, we'll start up there, northeastern corner of North Dakota, I-29 from the Canadian line on down to just north to Fargo. You've got some rain. You've got also some flooding conditions up there towards Minot. And then over into Minnesota from the Canadian border on down about 100 miles. You've got rain in Minnesota for about 50 miles. And keep your eyes there on what's going on. There's been a lot of rain up in there lately, so the ground is saturated. If you pull off on the side of the road, make sure that you're not pulling off into something too soft. I've seen a lot of guys pull over in the shoulder at night trying to catch 40 winks. They roll their trucks over. They get off into, they get off into the soft stuff, and all of a sudden, over they go. But anyway, so be very careful. Now, South Dakota, the central and the western part of South Dakota, down along I-90, going into the southern part of Minnesota. We've got a little bit of unsettled weather conditions there with some rain and some wind. Same thing down to Nebraska. Rain and wind there scattered around across the state. And then coming on down to Kansas, same thing there. Over to the eastern part of Oklahoma, through Oklahoma City and up towards I-44, but not into Missouri yet. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there. And then moving over and across into, we'll start out, let's see, this is in Ohio, the northeastern part of Ohio, on down towards I-70 and down towards I-64. You've got some very cold temperatures again. So we've got a hard freeze there into the western part of Pennsylvania, eastern part of Ohio. That continues over towards Philadelphia, over into Jersey, over into the New York City area, up towards Poughkeepsie, up into the northeastern quadrant of Pennsylvania tonight, the Poconos. You've got a frost warning, could become a freeze warning, but right now it's frost. And then Jersey, same thing, going up along the coast of Long Island and around Massachusetts and up around Rhode Island and New Hampshire, up to Maine. You've got some heavy seas right there along the coastline. And then way, way, way up in the northern part of Maine, credit to Caribou and Presque Isle, you've got some snow up there. It's been snowing for 2 days up there, so be prepared when you get up there. You're going to be driving on some ice and snow packed roads up there. And that's what I got now for the weather up that way. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And right now, they are doing the high five, Captain. They're pushing the points in their My Rewards Plus app for limited time. You can earn up to 5 points per gallon through this May and June when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com, all one word, pilotflyingj.com to download the app. Join the rewards program. You can also do that on site. Don't delay, because this is a great program for getting more points for everything that you fill up and buy and do with the Pilot and Flying J.
That's easy for you to say.
That's right.
And by the way, this weekend I'm going to be stopping at the Pilot and Flying J up at San Antonio on my way back from Brooksville. I'm going to come over to the interstate, come down that way and stop by it, and have a sit-down meal and talk to some of the drivers that are there. Okay. We shall be back, folks, with more. Hour number two coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. I'm the Captain. It's Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.